Danielle, 8014. And to get started, do you want to go ahead and click one of these buzzers for me? First thing we're gonna do is the alphabet. So I want you to say the letter, what this is, and if you can think of anything else that starts with that letter. Okay?
Okay. A, apple, alligator, antelope.
Oh, you're just going. What about this one?
B, boy, butterfly. C, cookies, cat. Ooh. D, duck, dog. E, elephant. I don't know anything else.
Ear. There you go. What about this one?
F, fish fries. G, guitar, giraffe. H, house, horse. I, ice, igloo.
Good job.
J, juice, and jug.
Yeah.
K, key, kite. L, leaf. Leg. M, monkey, me.
Yeah.
N, nose, now. O, orange. olive.
Yeah, good word.
P, play, platform. Q, quack, quick. R, red, ride. S, spider, snake. T, table, turn. U, umbrella, enable.
Good word.
V, vacuum, vacation. W, watch, will. X, x-ray, excellent.
Ooh.
Wait, no.
That one starts with an E, but I like how you're thinking. This one's a hard one.
Xylophone.
Ooh, yes.
Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra.
I can't think of one.
Where would you see a zebra?
Zoo.
Yeah. Beautifully done.
Great job.
You want to click another buzzer for me? So I see that you are, are you a really good reader? Do you like to read? Did really well with that. Okay, now we're going to do some numbers.
Okay.
So, want to count with me? What's this?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20,
nice. 25, 30.
40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
Good job. And do you like math?
Yes.
Okay. Can you read this out loud for me and tell me what it is?
9 + 7 = 16.
Good job. Okay, what about this one?
19 - 1 = 18.
Okay, and do you know multiplication?
Yes. I'm in times three, so it's perfect.
What'd you say?
I'm in times three, so. Six times three equals nine.
Six times three?
Yeah. No. Six times three. Six. 16?
You're close.
No.
I'm gonna tell you.
It's above 16.
It's above 18. Yes! Okay, now about division.
I don't know.
You don't know division?
No.
Okay. Can you just read this one out for me?
Yeah. 21 divided by 3.
Okay. And then that is 7? Okay, so you can great at reading, great at math, so smart. No wonder recess is your least favorite subject. Go ahead and click another buzzer for me.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Chiba. Now this one, what we're gonna do. Okay. So in this picture, we have one cup. Mm-hmm. Now in this one, we have two. Two what?
Cups.
Yes. I'm just going to keep doing that. So in this picture, we've got one snack.
Two snacks.
Yes. How about, we call this thing a food. So we've got one food.
Two foods.
Good job. How about a crib? One crib.
Two cribs.
Now, this is a mip. So we have one mip. Now we have two.
Mips.
Nice. This is called a dup. So we got one dup.
Two dubs. One shoe, two shoes.
There you go. This is a brib. So one brib?
Two bribs.
And how about a skack? One skack?
Two skacks.
What
one
about?
Boat?
This one we're going to call a ship. One
okay.
Ship?
One ship, two ships.
How about a yag? One yag?
Two yags.
Mm-hmm. About a pint. One pint.
One pint. Two pint.
Now how about a bell? One bell.
Two bells. One rock.
Mm-hmm.
Two rocks.
Good job. This one we call smide. One smide.
Two smide. One bag. Two bags. One.
This one's a kel. One kel.
Two kel.
And got a yawk.
One yawk, two yawk. One lamp.
We call a light. One light.
Two light.
Is that what you would call it? If you had one light and then you had two of them, it would be two
lights.
There you go. How about a slide? One slide.
Two slides. One mug.
Back to the beginning. Good job. Can you click another buzzer for me? So next I'm gonna
You're doing great.
I'm gonna have Jiva tell you what the next thing we're gonna do is. Okay?
Okay.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures. And you're going to tell me about them.
Alright.
Look at the picture.
What about this one? Can you tell me as much as you can about this?
This boy has a lion and it looks like he's in a canoe or boat going fishing. And there's lily pads and flowers all around them. And it looks like the boy and the lion are friends.
Okay. Why do you think they're friends?
Because they're in the boat together and they're not, like, fighting. The lion's not trying to eat him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Would you get into a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Unless it was my cousin's stuffed lion.
Okay. Why then would you get into the stuffed lion?
Because it can't eat me.
Yeah? Okay. So you wouldn't get into a boat with a real lion?
Because it'd probably eat me, unless it was from... And even if it was from the zoo, it'd probably still eat me.
So have you been at the zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a lion at the zoo?
Yes.
Yeah? Were you scared?
No.
Why not?
Because you're behind the glass.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, if they're friends, where do you think they're going?
One of their houses? Well, that lion's house would be outside.
Okay.
In the African plains. But.
Oh, okay. Hmm. You said fishing. Do lions eat fish?
No.
That's a real question. I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Maybe because cats like fish. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Interesting. What other animals have you seen at the zoo?
Zebras, giraffes, bears, mountain goats, penguins, mm-hmm. reptiles, zebras, cheetahs.
Ooh. Do you have any favorites that you saw? Which ones are your favorite?
Cheetahs.
Cheetahs?
Because I actually got a... Didn't I get a pet, the baby cheetahs?
What did a baby cheetah feel like?
Super soft. I was like 3, and I have a stuffed animal that I got from the zoo that day, and I named it Bobo Cheetah, but... if I had knew how to say the cheetah's names, mm-hmm. there are 3 sisters. And if I knew how to say their names, I probably would have named it that.
Yeah.
You weren't scared then? No? Would you get in the boat with a cheetah then?
A baby cheetah.
Oh, okay. Do you remember how big the baby cheetah was?
Probably like that big.
Oh.
They were tiny. And then one of them died.
Oh.
Last year.
Which zoo did you go to?
Columbus.
Okay. Cool. So, are cheetahs your favorite animal?
Yes.
Yeah. Any other animals that are, you think are like second and third?
Giraffe and monkeys.
Because
I'm a monkey.
You're a monkey?
Yes.
Why are you a monkey?
Because I climb on the counter. And I climb on the bunk bed, not using the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
I grab up on it, and I jump, and I pull myself up.
Would you get into a boat with a monkey?
It'd probably flip the boat, so no.
You think so? Why?
Because it'd be bouncing around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless it was sleeping. And still, it'd probably be bouncing around.
Okay. Well, how about this picture? Tell me as much as you can about this one.
He's in his bedroom, standing on a bunch of pillows like it's a mountain, it looks like, on his bed. And he has cars and sock, and it looks like another pillow on the floor. He has a fish, and he has a paper airplane, and he's flying them out the window like he, and he is dressed up like a pilot. And he's acting like he is driving the plane.
Does your room look like that?
No.
Why not?
because at my dad's, I live in my own house, but then at my house caught on fire, so I live in my aunt's basement.
Okay, cool.
So it's not my real room.
Okay. Well, do you clean your room alone?
I actually just cleaned it.
Yeah? Well, that's good. How often do you clean it?
I have no idea.
Yeah? Okay. Well, would you ever want to be a pilot like this guy?
No.
Why not?
Because I want to be a vet.
Oh, okay. So you want to help animals. What kind of animals do you want to help?
Big and small.
Okay, what kind of big ones?
Like farm animals, so like horses and cows and llamas and alpacas. I want to be like Dr. Paul.
Oh, okay. Have you hung out with horses and cows and llamas and alpacas?
My cousin lives by cows, and we go over there sometimes. Then I take horseback ridings, and I've done it ever since I was like 3.
What kind of horse do you ride?
All kinds.
All kinds. Do you have a favorite?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse? Okay. Tell me about Mickey Mouse.
He's kind of a shorter horse. He's brown. Very, very loving. He does not like to lope. He'll park you right into the wall.
Okay.
He did that to actually.
Rude.
Yes, very rude. I actually have 2 favorites.
Okay.
And then, you could probably, if his stall is clean, he could be laying down in his stall and you could cuddle up with him.
Really?
He's super sweet.
Aw, that's cute.
In other words, Gator will bite you if you touch him.
Really?
Yes. Oh, like, he was at the fair when we went, and there was literally this huge sign that said, "Do not touch, I bite."
Oh my god.
And my aunt was like, "Yeah, there really was."
He's Gator.
Mm-hmm.
What does Gator look like?
He's a white horse. He looks like the Frozen 2 spirit horse.
Ooh.
Kind of. He's just a little bit darker of a white. That's why Luke likes him. But now, he's a stinker pot.
Yeah.
So, we both hate him now.
Yeah.
So, we found our new favorite horse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Mickey Mouse and Airy.
Who? Airy?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
she
Airy?
Is pretty.
Yeah? Well, she looks
pretty. I think she's like a light brown. And she is the same as Mick. You could, if she's laying down in the stall, you could probably cuddle up with her.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And she's very easy to ride. She doesn't really like to trot. She likes to walk, but she'll go slow as a turtle. And then she loves to lope.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I had a lope in last lessons, and she didn't even go to the fast trot, so she started trying and went straight into a lope. She loves to lope.
Yeah. Hey.
That was the first time I rode her.
Aww. That's sweet. Okay. Now how about this picture? What's going on here?
It looks like she's a scientist, and she's in her lab. She has a whole bunch of stuff, and she has a pet octopus.
Okay.
That can write in books. And she has 2 rats. She has a light bulb in her hand. Looks like she has a lot of posters. Looks like she studies human body because of that.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure it's like if you would have an X-ray and you looked at the genes.
Yeah, and the person.
It's actually not initial, that's why it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And he's got a couple of posters.
If you're gonna be a vet, are you gonna help octopuses too?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm only helping land animals.
Oh, okay. So
and not zoo animals.
There's a distinction. Okay.
Unless
gotcha.
It's an emergency.
Do you think the octopus is helping her with science?
Maybe.
How do you think she got an octopus into the lab?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How would you try and sneak an octopus into the lab?
No clue. I don't think I'd even think of that.
You wouldn't?
Alright.
No. Anything else cool in this picture?
Looks like this one rat likes to hang out by the trash can.
Yeah. Why do you think he likes to hang out by the trash can?
Because he probably wants the trash can to eat it.
Probably.
Like a raccoon would.
Yeah. Okay. What about this one?
You're doing great.
It looks like it's a girl and she pulled a huge onion, and then she has carrots growing. Maybe it's an onion, I don't know. And it looks like she's got some snails, and she has more onions. And looks like that onion is very, very, very big.
Yeah.
I don't know how she grew it that big, but I don't even know how that fit on a chopping board to chop it up.
Yeah, do you think you could eat an onion that big?
I don't even like onions.
You don't even like onions? Never
mind. And even if I did, I don't think I could. My eyes would be crying. My eyes would be watering.
Do you do any gardening?
Yeah.
What do you like to have in your garden?
Flowers, vegetables at my house. Me and my cousin each have our own garden. And we planted flowers and they grew back this year, and like my garden is so full of flowers that I literally like the flowers just collapse down to the ground. We have to like put them behind other flowers that stay up so they stay. And then we got these things and it's like stepping stones and a fairy house and a bridge and little pebbles to put in it. And we make a little fairy garden each year. But now we have a boy cousin, so we have to find him a dinosaur garden. And then baby sister, we already got her a fairy garden like ours.
What are you gonna do with what are you gonna put in the dinosaur garden?
We'll probably just play in the dirt and put the dinosaurs in there. Mm-hmm. He's almost so.
He's little.
Yeah. He can crawl really, really fast though. I can't beat him when I crawl. It hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts my knees, but I don't know how he does it.
Okay. What are these?
Snails?
You ever held a snail?
No. No.
What do you think a snail would feel like if you held it?
Slimy. The shell would be hard. I'd probably just drop it and run and scream.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like like gross things?
Okay. Yeah. Right. I don't like.
We got through that. Go ahead and hit another buzzer if you want.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Steve. Which buzzer haven't you hit yet?
I think I've hit them all.
Okay. Do you want to hit two at once? See what sound that way? Try it. So you said you like reading.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a little bit of reading out loud for me?
Sure.
Just
read the page. Tess tricked her brother and brother Ty into going to the park by letting him play with her tennis ball. The two ran four blocks to the park. They slowed down to a walk, and they could walk. When they could see the tennis courts in the summer, the courts were always full. Tess was very clever. She had been earning tennis balls and lessons from people who were playing at the park. When the courts were full, Tess asked people she knew if they needed help picking up balls. Of course, she never asked strangers. Tess saw some people from church that were taking a break and getting a drink on the side of the court. "Hi, can I help you pick up balls today?" she asked. "I can help too," said Ty. Mrs. Sims smiled and said, "That would be nice, but we are done playing for the day. Maybe next time, okay?" "Thanks," said Tess. Ty ran onto the next court. He started to ask two men, "Can I help you?" Tess took his hand and whispered, "Ty, we don't know them. We can't ask them. We should only speak to people we know." Ty looked around and spotted his teachers from church. He ran in front of Tess and asked, "Can I help you pick up balls?" After the ball fell to the ground and a point was won, Mrs. Webb said, "That would be fantastic. Can my sister help too?" Ty asked. Tess changed her mind about having Ty at the park with her. He was a hard worker too. She didn't mind him coming with her.
Well done. Good job, you're a great reader.
I'm better reading to myself.
Yeah?
Just, no,
reading
I don't know.
Hard. Do you want to read? Keep reading?
Sure.
Yeah? These are two different ones. If you need help, you can ask.
I need not know what that first word is.
Is that one?
Can you send it out?
It's the first part.
La.
And then, do you know what that sound is?
Quit. The quitter?
Yeah, this one will say Laquita.
Laquita was good at art. She drew flowers and butterflies. She drew people and animals. Laquita really liked to draw shoes. She drew shoes all day. She drew with a pencil and marker. She even drew on the iPad at school. Laquita wanted to go to art school when she grew up. Then she could be a shoemaker. The art teacher told her there is a great art school you can go to, but you must get good grades. You are a good artist, but you must be good at math too. Laquita really wanted to go to art school. She drew all day and she was good in class too. Ray loves school. He wants to be a doctor someday, just like Ben Carson. Ben is black like Ray. Ben Carson is a doctor for children. He helps over 300 children every year. One time, Ben was the only little doctor who could help some very sick children. A doctor helped Ray's little sister feel better when she was sick. Ray wants to be a doctor so he can help children feel better. Doctors also help children stay healthy so they don't get sick. Doctors must work hard in school for many years. Anyone can be a doctor if they work hard in school and get good grades. Ray really wants to be a doctor. He plans to work hard. That was a weird sound.
Great job.
Now we're going to go through some of these, and I want you to tell me what they're doing, and then describe to me how you do it. Okay? So it's after
school. Brushing your teeth.
When you brush your teeth?
I do my back molars on the bottom, and my back molars on the bottom over here. Then since I have, like, no teeth right here, I do back here, and then I do up here.
And what do you brush with? How often do you brush? How many times a day?
Sometimes two, sometimes I do one.
Yeah. As long as you brush it.
Yeah.
What about this one?
Washing your hands.
How do you wash your hands?
I turn the water on, get my hands wet, get soap, scrub. My hands like this, go my hands like this, go my hands like this, this, and then rinse and then dry. Putting on a tying his shoe.
Do you know how to tie your shoes? How do you tie your shoes?
It'd be easier if I had tie shoes on. I guess I do have to have them knotted, but. I get the two, I cross, then I loop it under, then I pull it tight, then I get a bunny ear, wrap it around, pull it through the hole, pull it tight.
Good. Just fixing the mic. Pull this one up for you. And just, sorry, this thing likes to fall down.
Looks like she's getting breakfast, and she has a cup of something to drink, and then she's getting a bowl of cereal.
Do you eat cereal in the mornings?
Sometimes I eat Pop-Tarts, Nutri-Grain bars, or cereal.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cereal do you eat?
Cookie Crisp or Lucky Charms with marshmallows.
Ooh, do you pour your own bowl?
Most of the time.
Most of the time? Okay, what do you put in the bowl first?
Milk.
Milk?
Sometimes.
What about this person?
Getting dressed.
And when you get dressed in the morning, what do you put on first?
I take my pajamas off, then put my pants on, then I put my shirt on, and then sometimes I'll grab a jacket. Then I'll put socks on sometimes, unless I'm wearing flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
In the winter, yeah, I put socks on. Making cupcakes.
Do you know how to make cupcakes?
Nope.
No. Do you like to eat cupcakes?
It depends on what kind.
What kind do you like?
Half strawberry and chocolate, like strawberry chocolate swirl. That's what I have for my birthday.
Okay, that sounds good.
And then I like frosting, but not a whole bunch.
Okay. What kind of frosting do you like?
Strawberry, vanilla. And then I like rice paper.
Ooh. You like what?
Rice paper.
Rice paper. Like, do Just rice paper?
The kind you can eat.
Ooh, okay.
Love it. My cousin hates it. I love it.
What's your favorite snack?
Well, I can't eat it because I only had it for her birthday party. That's the only time I've had rice paper. But I love it. I ate it off like almost every cupcake because nobody liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, what about that?
Looks like she's doing art.
Do you like to paint?
Yeah.
What do you like to paint?
One time I painted an ocean for my mom.
Ooh. What colors did you use?
I think I made a palm tree too.
Yeah.
And a little island. So I think we put like salt on it or something. And then we painted on it and it made it like super cool. And I did like blues and then colors for the fish. And then I did my island like a light brown and then my palm tree.
Okay.
I basically just drew a stick of brown and then some green lines.
Well, I think that sounds like a beautiful picture.
It wasn't very good because I was like six.
Think you're gonna ever recreate it? With your new skills?
I'm gonna have to because it got ruined in the fire. Because it was on my fridge.
Yeah, you should repaint it sometime.
I will.
I think your mom would appreciate that. Not this one.
Buckling in.
And how do you buckle in?
I grab the seat belt and I pull it, make sure the one strap is over my shoulder, the other is under my booster seat armrest, and it crossed my waist. Same thing on the other side, and then I buckle it in. Feeding her teddy bear.
Do you ever play with your teddy bear?
I don't have a teddy bear.
About, do you have your stuffed animal cheetah?
No, I only play baby dolls and card games and outside.
Okay.
Mostly baby dolls. That's all I do.
Your baby dolls, do you ever pretend to feed them? Yeah. Do they have names? What are their names?
Emberlyn, Adeline, Violet. Trying to think of the last one. Wait, I have two more. I have Jason, and then he's a newborn baby doll, so I don't have a name for it yet. They're just playing dress up.
What are they wearing?
Or they're going to trick or treat. It looks like a witch hat. They're holding a wand. They have a tie, a tutu, sneakers, glasses, and a scarf or something.
Do you ever dress up like that?
I wear my purple feathered scarf sometimes, and no, I don't really dress up. I mean, sometimes, but like I'll wear a shirt, like she gives us shirts for us to dress up in, and I'll dress up in like one of her shirts.
What about for Halloween?
This year I'm gonna be, I forget her name, the Good Witch of the North, or is it the South?
Oh, Glinda?
Yeah, Glinda.
Ooh, that's gonna be so fun. So what are you gonna wear?
Well, I'll wear a big poofy pink sparkly dress. I have a pair of high heel boots. I have a pair of high heel sandals I could wear. I don't need a wig unless I crimp my hair and dye it yellow, which my dad would hate me because he doesn't let me dye my hair. I'm going to need a wig, and I'll just crimp it with my crimper. Going down a slide.
Do you go down the slide with anybody?
I never go to the park, really, so.
Well, who do you like to play with?
My dad's ex-girlfriend's daughter.
Okay.
And then I have a best friend at church. We met in kindergarten. I'm going in third grade, so. They actually used to babysit me.
Oh.
So. And then we started going to church with them. And now we're best friends. And then I have. And they both go to my church too. I met on the bus at school and church. She just got her cast off from fracturing her finger from playing basketball.
Ooh, I'm still good to get it off.
She still has to wear buddy tape on it.
Well, how about this one?
Playing soccer?
Do you play soccer?
I hate soccer.
You hate soccer?
I signed up for soccer and sat on the sidelines and ate all the snacks. I kicked the ball once in the tournament. My dad was the coach and said, "Danny, get out here and kick that ball, and then you can go back and sit on the sidelines."
You gave it the good college try. I'm proud of you.
Like, and every time I'd go out on the field, my shoes would untie. And I'd trip, and then everybody would laugh at me.
Well, what, do you like any sports, any other sports?
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay.
Softball.
Softball. Horseback riding?
And swimming. Ooh. And gymnastics.
You're a whole athlete. That's cool. What's your favorite one?
Horseback riding, gymnastics, swimming.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm going to do one more.
Building blocks with the friends building blocks.
Do you play with any blocks?
Nope.
Legos?
I'm building a Lego Jeep that can actually move.
Really?
It's very hard. My mom's boyfriend has to help me.
How big is it?
It's like the size of a toy monster truck, a remote control monster truck.
How long have you been building it?
I only did it for like 20 minutes. My mom's boyfriend's been working on it though.
An amazing job helping us out today. Before we finish, you want to click a button for me? Or all four at once? You want to try it? Go for it. Nice.
I don't know how I did that.